Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 minutes after nine, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. And first night, Educating Rita is running at the Arts Theatre all this week. Stephen Tomkinson, you'll know him from that documentary of Irish life, Ballykiss Angel, and also Drop the Dead Donkey. He is in the role of Dr. Bryant, made famous by Michael Caine.
So a quick recap of Educating Rita. The synopsis is, when married hairdresser Rita enrolls on a university course to expand her horizons, little does she realise where the journey will take her. Her tutor Frank is a frustrated poet, brilliant academic and dedicated drinker, who's less than enthusiastic about taking Rita on, but the two soon realise how much they have to teach each other. It's hilarious, it's hard. Heartwarming, it's won an Olivia Award and it's been adapted into that multi-award winning film which starred Julie Walters and Michael Caine. And Sarah was there last night for first night. How was it?
It was lovely. It's a lovely, lovely play. I mean, Willie Russell is one of my favourite playwrights, and he has this way of getting into the female mind, I think. And a lot of that, I think, is to do with the fact that he himself, when he left school, he worked as a ladies' hairdresser.
Telling all their secrets.
Absolutely. And Rita, the main character, is, of course, a ladies' hairdresser. It's the story of how somebody from a poor working class Liverpudlian background can just throw the shackles off. And it's set in 1980, so obviously times are very different then. And she just bursts into this dry academic world and basically changes the life of her own life and the life of Frank, her tutor. So, yeah, it's really lovely. It's really funny. It's really sad. The film is very different to the play. The play is a two-hander, so it was Stephen Tomkinson and Jessica Johnson on stage for 2 hours, which, you know, is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really, really hard to do. It's really lovely. I mean, I met a couple of my friends afterwards and one of them was in floods of tears.
Really?
It's just so true of female life. And, you know, it's... Oh. I mean, he also obviously wrote Shirley Valentine, which is another woman finding herself away from the world of drudgery and...
Love that film.
Yeah. Originally it was just a one-hander. It was just Shirley and then he adapted it for two people. And he's just brilliant, Willie Russell. He wrote Our Day Out, which is a lovely play about Liverpudlian school children from deprived background going to the seaside for the day. So he has this real thing about, you know, finding yourself, getting yourself out of your where you are.
Yeah.
And how hard it is and then how rewarding it is. He's one of my heroes, I think, quite possibly. Yeah.
So you were saying that one-hander, two-hander...
Yes.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Exactly?
Oh, right, so two-hander is just two people on stage the entire time.
Right.
So in the film, I mean, the characters that are in the film, I think most people will have seen the film because obviously it's huge, 1983, Julie Walters. The characters in that are talked about on stage in the play, but obviously they're not actually seen. So when Willie Russell wrote the screenplay, he brought the people in who were talked about, so like... Rita's husband and her friend Trish, and who was brilliantly played by Maureen Lipman in the film.
Oh my gosh, I loved Maureen Lipman as well.
I know, it's very,
it's real
very
80s vibes, actually, isn't it?
Very 80s. And the costumes are very 80s too.
Brilliant.
Sort of, yeah.
I was trying to recall two things really, as to going back to the film, first of all, as to how old both Michael Caine been and how old Julie Walters would have been. Julie Walters, I'm sorry to say, is getting into the stage where she's always been old, and that's not the case.
She's national treasure age, isn't
but
she?
What was she in her 20s when she did Educating Rita, as the character suggests here?
I think she probably was. I think she's she must be in her 60s now.
Mm. And I'm thinking also that Stephen Tomkinson, who has been mentioned, there's some ITV drama he's been in fairly recently, which I can't recall off the at the top of my head, but knew him from Ballykiss Angel and Drop the Dead Donkey, the Channel 4 newsroom comedy, of course, which had so many well-known actors came out of that particular show. But he must be surely around the age that Michael Caine was.
Yeah, I mean, it was quite
when the film was done.
Yeah, my friend Rosanna, who I went with, she said, I don't remember him looking like that. He looks really old. But he did. He had long grey hair, which I assume
That's what repeats on ITV3 do to you.
It keeps
you forever young.
And performing on stage every night and saying hundreds and thousands of words. I mean,
so how different would you say is Tomkinson's portrayal of Dr. Bryant compared to that of Michael Caine's?
I think it's difficult to compare, isn't it? Because, I mean, Stephen Tompkinson, I'd not seen him in much, but he is absolutely such a fine actor, incredibly good. I mean, the whole, the Frank character is a bumbling academic drunk with all sorts of issues that he doesn't think he's got, but Rita, this lovely working class lady, sees. So he plays it exceptionally well. It's I mean, when you're watching a film, you're watching something completely different to watching a play. So obviously the Michael Caine character is outside of the study, the set.
But it does depend on the direction, because I've been seeing quite a bit of focus. BBC iPlayer have tucked away some Stephen Polyakov dramas from years gone by.
Yeah.
The wonderful Shooting the Past, which I recommend to anybody to watch. But Polyakov's film direction is very stage-like. And so sometimes you can't, the two do blur. So I guess what I'm getting at is, beyond the basis of film and stage direction being different, how different is Tompkinson's character compared to
Michael Caine's
character?
Fairly different, I would say. I think Michael Caine plays it in a much more structured, academic way, and Tompkinson is more of just the frustrated academic.
Because it was a very different role for Michael Caine to take
on
back in the day. As compared to...
He wasn't playing himself for a change.
More precisely. whereas Stephen Tompkinson, because he's had a number of differing roles, he hasn't always been the hard guy hero. He's been the hard news journalist. He's been the priest. So it's slightly different.
He slipped into it brilliantly. He was the set was just his study, and so every different scene had a slight dimming of lights, and he moved around a few things like the phone or the file of papers to make the next scene, and then Rita would rush in a different outfit. She must have had about 15 changes, Jessica Johnson. So, he was very believable, very believable.
And Jessica Johnson, relative newcomer.
Yes, I'd not seen her
with
before.
Her.
I think she'd been in Coronation Street and done a lot of stage work.
Everybody's been in Coronation Street.
Yeah, I haven't.
Doesn't count.
No. I'd like to be.
How was she? How does she take character? Because it's quite a different character, I guess, to portray, isn't it?
She was very good. She was all over the stage. She was very energetic. She was kind of, you could see she'd seemed to be channeling the Julie Walters character, but maybe that's because that is what the character is. It's very difficult to do a Liverpudlian accent for two hours or so.
Yeah.
When it isn't your home accent. But apart from that, I mean, they work very well together. They bounced off each other really well. They obviously know each other really well. And it did work, yes. It was very good. The pair of them were excellent. I mean, 2 hours, I just kept sitting there thinking 2 hours of just learning all these lines.
That is very intense,
I mean, that's
isn't
what, what actors do, but it's very, very hard to do.
Excellent. So recommended?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely go along and see it. Absolutely.
Does it manage? Does it manage to recreate the 1980s? I'm slightly worried that these days there's an increasing number of historical dramas which are set about a couple
historical.
Of years before I was born.
Call the 80s historical,
Julian. My youngest daughter told me that the 1990s were vintage now, which is just... it does, because you've got the old-fashioned telephone, you've got the outfits, you've got... I mean, but it could only really be set in the 80s, because I think times have changed so much and people can, not so much financially, I guess, but, socially move a little bit out of their working class back, go to university. So much, Open University is huge, University of the Third Age. But I guess in those days it was much more difficult, which is what the premise of the story is. You can move on and you can learn a lot about yourself and you can make changes and make choices. But I think it did kind of reflect that kind of era. The costumes, as I say, and the phone, the old-fashioned phone.
And the perms?
She did have a perm, actually. Maybe her hair is naturally curly.
Or maybe Stephen Tompkinson had a perm in his 80s.
Yeah, quite possibly. So, yeah, I would recommend it. I'd recommend going to see it. It's very uplifting. It's very... It makes you think. It's good.
Good, good. So that's playing at the Arts. It was on yesterday until Saturday. And 7:30 PM.
7:45.
At the...
Finishes about 10.
Perfect.
Yes. Cambridge 105 Radio.